The number of cases soaring just today, more than 24,000 now nationwide. New Jersey today becoming the sixth state to close all non-essential businesses, joining California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Nevada.
You're listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show for Sunday, March 22nd.
Across the country, some hospitals bracing for the worst, beds filling up with patients, critical supplies in some cases running dangerously low, and healthcare workers afraid they will have no way to protect themselves.
What's up, everybody? This is BJ Murphy. You're listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show for this Sunday, March the 22nd. An Israeli doctor told Israeli television that in northern Italy, they've been given orders to not allow those over the age of 60 years of age to have access to respiratory machines. Of course, we know that Italy suffered more coronavirus-related victims than China, with 4,825 confirmed deaths and 5,000 confirmed patients in the last 24 hours. Also, local governments across the United States are releasing thousands of inmates in an unprecedented effort to prevent a coronavirus outbreak in crowded jails and prisons. Jails in California, New York, Ohio, Texas, and at least a dozen other states are sending low-level offenders and elderly or sickly inmates home. They're sending them home early due to the coronavirus fears. A lot of people have concerns about it, but what can you do? You got to do something. So a lot of these inmates are going to be released from behind bars. 2.2 million people are behind bars in this country. We have the highest prison population in the United States. The guards are being infected, and they face a unique risk of trying to navigate through these tight spaces and crowded conditions, and a strained healthcare system already is making things worse. So they're releasing prisoners. So we'll see how that pans out. We told you that the Department of Justice is seeking new emergency powers. They want to detain people indefinitely without a trial. The virus, COVID-19, they're saying that it is killing more than one person an hour, a person an hour in New York City. It could peak in 30 days. Also, the Javits Center in New York is going to become a massive hospital. Symptoms from COVID-19 could linger before worsening. Top health officials say everyone is going to be infected. Who lives and who dies is a new paradigm of a crisis to test the medical ethics of our medical system. Who lives and who dies? We told you earlier that Italy is already saying that we're not going to give respirators to people 60 years and above. And they're ordering a bunch of respirators on top of that. LA gives up on containing the virus. Terrified package delivery employees are still going to work sick. Governor Cuomo of New York says 80% will get the virus. This is a 9-month crisis. Billions will be confined to their homes. The Pope is calling for prayer. The feds are ready to drop $4 trillion. The testing, with a lot of the testing kits, has been botched. They have messed up and just discarded a whole bunch of testing kits because they don't know what they're doing. The death toll feeds fear of what lies ahead in Europe and the USA. You can click on the link to all these stories in the bio. Spain deploys robots that test 80,000 patients a day. And we're talking about the week that changed America. If you can go in your neighborhood and walk around, it's kind of eerie, not as much movement, not as much traffic, and things are changing in America. And life as we know it will never be the same. One of the things I was thinking about before we recorded the show today was the fast food industry is going out of business, and maybe it'll improve our health because we won't be going to get the Big Macs and the French fries and all the greasy foods. You'll have to eat at home. And so that industry is going to transform. There will be some fast food places, but I think after this period, the American people may lose their taste for that type of food. So this is a good thing, I think, that we don't have to eat at all these restaurants and drink all these drinks and fattening, greasy foods that clog the arteries. And you got to look deeper into what's going on in America right now with the coronavirus. So that's the latest episode of the 20 Minute Morning Show for this Sunday, March 22nd. We'll be right back. Just want to let y'all know, beginning in May 2020, we've got a new podcast network we're jumping off called The Real People of Charlotte Podcast Network. It's all about Charlotte, for Charlotte. People from Charlotte will have their shows on our network. We're looking for people who want to be on the network. Hit me up, BJ at BJMurphyMedia.com. Leave me a message and I'll get in contact with you if you'd like to have a show. And our criteria is that you got to have over 3,000 people in your social media network, whether in Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All of it has to add up to about 3,000 people. And you're responsible for sharing all of the shows on the network. That means that everybody can get a chance to grow their audience within the network. So if you want to be a part of it, hit me up right now at my email address, BJ at BJMurphyMedia, and we would love to have you a part of the Real People of Charlotte Podcast Network beginning in May. The 20 Minute Morning Show is produced out of the Morality Media Studios in the North Lake section of Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you for listening to us. We're going to have another episode coming up on Monday, and listen out for more information about the coronavirus. We want to give you the inside information and in-depth analysis on stories that are not in mainstream media. You're only going to get it right here on the 20 Minute Morning Show, a podcast production also of Inside Urban Media, written and produced by BJ Murphy.